When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that knows how you feel about all this Christmas business. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're returning to the well of beloved Peanuts holiday specials to talk about the one that started it all, and why it almost never happened. The day was December 9th, 1965. A Charlie Brown Christmas aired for the very first time on CBS. It was the first animated TV special based on the popular characters from Charles Schulz's Peanuts comic strip. Like many of the 44 specials that would follow it, the original was written by Charles Schulz, produced by Lee Mendelson, and directed by Bill Melendez, with music by Vince Guaraldi. The Peanuts Christmas special was unexpectedly mature and melancholy for an animated holiday offering. The show had a lot on its mind, taking aim at the commercialism of Christmas and devoting much of its runtime to a wistful search for meaning. It's all the more surprising, then, that the special was originally conceived as a way to sell soda. In the 1960s, Coca-Cola and Pepsi were locked in an ongoing advertising war for domination of the cola market. The ad agency representing Coca-Cola decided its next move should be to sponsor a family-friendly TV show, preferably a holiday special centered on an already established brand. To that end, the agency called a young documentary film producer named Lee Mendelson, who was known to be working with Schulz on a short film about his life. The agency asked whether Mendelson and his team could deliver a Peanuts Christmas special in just 6 months. The producer replied, yes, without even thinking of whether the comic strip's creator would actually sign off on such a deal. Thankfully, with a little convincing, he did. Schulz quickly hammered out a story that followed Charlie Brown trying and failing to direct the school Christmas play. Mendelson suggested the plot include a Christmas tree, and Schulz obliged by having Charlie Brown adopt a scrawny little tree that all of his peers would mock relentlessly. A few days later, the two men sent a one-page story treatment to Coca-Cola, and the company signed off on it right away. Despite the success of the long-running Peanuts comic strip, no one involved in the special thought it was actually going to work. It's hard to imagine, since it's so iconic now, but there were a lot of factors working against the special while it was in production, and a lot of them stemmed from controversial choices that Scholes insisted on personally. For starters, he demanded that the Peanuts kids be voiced by real children. This meant the crew would be working with mostly non-professionals, many of whom were too young to memorize their lines or even to read in some cases. Most of the child actors had to have their lines fed to them a few words at a time, which was done by the long-suffering director and voice of Snoopy, Bill Melendez. You can find traces of this process in the final product. There's not a lot of rhythm to the sentences, which makes them sound a little choppy. In fact, if you listen closely, you can hear the seams between words, where different parts of a line were stitched together in post. The untrained actors were just the first of many notes from Scholes that ended up jeopardizing the project. Another shakeup came when he refused to let the network include a laugh track to highlight the jokes for the viewers. It's hard to picture the low-key special with a laugh track, especially since it obviously wasn't filmed in front of a live studio audience. But canned laughter was a staple of TV comedy at the time, even in cartoons, like the Flintstones, for instance. However, when producer Lee Mendelsohn mentioned the idea to Scholes, the artist quickly shot it down. When Mendelsohn pleaded that the special would drag without it, Scholes put his foot down by standing up and leaving the room without a word. A few minutes later, he reportedly came back and carried on as if nothing had ever happened. Mendelsohn took the hint and gave up on the idea of a laugh track. Another point of contention were the special's heavier themes, such as the commercialization of Christmas and the climactic scene in which Linus reads from the Bible. Scholes insisted on those elements because it was important to him that the special explore what he considered the true meaning of Christmas, and that's why Linus reads the story of Jesus' birth straight from the Gospel of St. Luke. This was a pretty risky move at the time, because according to The Atlantic, less than 9% of Christmas episodes and specials from the era contained religious references of any kind, much less direct quotes from scripture. Surprisingly, CBS didn't object to the inclusion, and neither did Coca-Cola. However, producer Lee Mendelsohn was nervous once again. He told Scholes that no animated character had ever read from the Bible before, which, to Scholes, was all the more reason to do it. He told Mendelsohn, quote, "Well, if we don't do it, who will?" You might imagine that CBS and Coca-Cola must have really liked what they saw if they let the religious theme stand without pushback. But in reality, an executive from Coke's ad agency actually visited the crew halfway through production and said the special was shaping up to be a disaster. And CBS thought the same thing when they screened an early cut just 3 weeks before the premiere. The network said there was too little action and that the whole thing moved way too slowly, not to mention the low-energy voice acting and the jazz soundtrack, which they found annoying. Bill Melendez later said that the network would have scrapped the special altogether, except that they had made a commitment to Coke and it was too late to back out. So the show went on, as scheduled, and to everyone's surprise, viewers tuned in droves. In fact, 45% of all American TVs in use that night were tuned to the special, accounting for roughly 15 million people. And as for that annoying jazz soundtrack, provided by pianist and composer Vince Guaraldi, it became iconic in its own right. The tune, called Linus and Lucy, even went on to become the theme song for the whole Peanuts brand. A few months after the special aired, Charles Schulz and Lee Mendelson found themselves on stage at the Emmys, accepting the 1966 Award for Outstanding Children's Program. The Peanuts Christmas special was the surprise hit that no one had seen coming, and that includes Charles Schulz himself. As he later told TV Guide in 1985, quote, "The continued success of the special has surprised me as much as anyone. A lot of the drawings are terrible." Of course, those terrible drawings were based on his own designs, so take from that what you will. The executives at CBS were also caught off guard by the success, though they moved quickly to capitalize on it anyway. Soon after the special's premiere, the network called Mendelson and ordered four more Peanuts specials, with many more to follow. Less than a week later, CBS also announced that it would rebroadcast the special the following Christmas, launching an annual tradition that's continued across various networks for more than half a century. The main difference between the original broadcast and its yearly re-airings is that the Coca-Cola branding was removed from the opening and closing sequences. The glowing reception of A Charlie Brown Christmas encouraged CBS and other networks to invest in more primetime holiday specials, many of which also became part of yearly family celebrations. In fact, the very next year, in 1966, CBS premiered its second animated holiday special, an adaptation of Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas. But that's a story for another day, a story for December 18th, to be precise. I'm Gabe Lussier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you have a second, consider following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHC Show. You can also leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and you can write to us at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks as always to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thanks to you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.